To all of the course content creators, especially the ones that are selling things that end in the number 7, at least the shitty ones, please die off already. This is your mind ranting. Today is the 11th of January, 2023. The name is Chris Crush Cristobal. Let's get into it. So, I bring up this whole idea of certain course content creators needing to fuck off or die off. Not them, but just the fact that their work needs to go away is that I've been watching a lot of Alex and Layla's Hermosi's work. If you're not familiar with the Hermosi's, they run acquisition.com. Which is a portfolio of companies that are valued at about $200 million. Alex has already made the claim to be audacious, and they're looking to be valued about $10 billion in the near future. I feel like he has the stuff to do it. He's definitely got the gift to jab. He's a killer, killer fucking salesperson. And it's almost night and day when you look at his videos on Instagram or you look at his YouTube videos. Some of his older videos, really good stuff. The fact that I think, if I remember correctly, that he hired the guy who edits Gary V or Gary Vaynerchuk's work, which is another, you know, brash and outspoken entrepreneur, just with a little bit more cursing involved and a little bit more of a whinier voice. I'm sorry, Gary, but gotta do something about that voice, bud. And, you know, so yeah, he hired the guy, made the videos really, really outstanding in terms of watchability. It's very explosive. It's very eye-catching. And I look at those videos and I'm just like, this man can compile at least 50% of those videos. Take his most popular videos on business or on lifestyle or mindset. Take all of those, and if you were to compile them into a package and sell them for, let's just say, $97 or $297. I feel like those videos would provide more value in the average drop shipping program, the average course on Udemy, even some courses on Skillshare. And I know that's a horrible comparison. But I mean, those are actual, you know, reputable like platforms, but I'm talking about this would kill off all of those fucking would-be gurus and copyright specialists. Any of these guys who claim to be the best in the world, because you could see their confidence is not unwavering. They might have put in the work. They might not have. I'm going to lean towards that. They haven't put in the work. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and call out one of these guys because I've had the pleasure or displeasure, to be exact, to sign up for one of these courses a few years back. And I really try to sit there and actually watch it. But honestly, fuck this guy. It's Maxim Trubitsky. Max Trubitsky. He keeps changing his fucking name. That's one thing you gotta keep an eye on with some of these business guys is that when they're setting up courses, I mean, they just kind of fall off the face of the earth. Which is what I did with one of his, I had purchased one of his courses on special for, I think it was like $20. And I was working through the course and most of it was just mindset stuff and, you know, basic copywriting or basic like website like building and then, you know, arbitrage and all that, which, I mean, it was fine, but then all of a sudden, I had a little bit of difficulty, and the program had promised that we were going to get access to his team, or you know, to the guy himself, right? You know, once a month. So try to reach out to him. Didn't hear back from it. Decided to reach out once again. Nothing. And so I kind of just let it go, trying to figure it out on my own. And then I find out that the logins don't work anymore. they had changed the website, and the website no longer existed. I think I could try to log in right now, and it's probably not going to work. I tried looking up the guy on YouTube. I mean, he's got a YouTube page up, but I don't think he's posted in a while. He's got a Twitter. I think he's got like multiple Twitters, or at least he's deleted one or two, more than a few accounts. It's got to be at the very least two, because I know he's built another one. He just has a, I hate to say it, I know that sounds like I'm inciting violence, Anchor or Spotify, I'm sorry. But he just has like one of those faces where you're just like, if you saw this motherfucker, you'd demand your money back. And you know, I wasn't necessarily bought on the idea of having and he did the whole Lamborghini house, luxurious, setup. You know, the first thing he starts his ads with, like, oh, I'm here chilling on my beach villa in Greece. Right. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm most certain that you don't have a beach villa, but I think what it had sold on me was the fact that, you know, this course was going to buy me the freedom to pursue other passions. I mean, of course, look, don't get me wrong. I would love to hang out in a villa. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those fucking guys where it's like, oh, money is the root of all evil, or, you know, oh, if I just have only my bills taken care of. No, of course, I want more than just my bills taken care of, right? I want to be able to have a little bit of fun. But my most major concern, or my most major thing to fulfill from this point on, is to buy myself the freedom so I can pursue many projects, and to be able to go gung-ho on said projects without having to, you know, take care of going into an office, or having to go grocery shopping, you know, things like that, right? Things that would waste my time. So that's why I was sold on the program. But like I said, I haven't been able to log in. So you take a scumbag like that, right? Actually, not a scumbag, right? You take a charlatan like Max Trubisky, and you compare him to a heavyweight like Alex Hormozi at acquisition.com. It's like night and day. I mean, just like maybe three or four of his videos online. And they're free, by the way. The fact that they're free and that he says so much good stuff on there blows my mind. The fact that those videos are free and then this fucking dirtbag is charging what he charges. It's just night and day, and it just shows you what kind of individual that Alex is, as compared to Max Trubb. Okay, keeping his name, but you know, doing his whole thing. And then, you know, I think he was even called out by CoffeeZilla back when CoffeeZilla wasn't attacking guys like Logan Paul or Sam Bankman-Fried. And CoffeeZilla, you know, shout out to that guy. He's for calling out a lot of these fucking scumbag fucking content creators. You know, even the cultish ones like Dan Locke. I'm pretty sure Alex probably would think of Dan Locke to be scummy. Especially, you know, a lot of his courses border on the cult, like on the cultish line. And It's just crazy. I mean, you could even say like one of Mark Manson's courses, right? I was for some time a premium member of Mark Manson's website, and he had created he had created a few courses, and I think one of my favorite ones was the Change Your Beliefs courses, which he said that a lot of people weren't really signing on to that one. And I found it to be life-changing. I would have honestly paid maybe, I'm going to just throw a figure out there. I would have probably paid $80 for the course just to have lifetime access to it. Maybe to be able to, you know, have one call. No, that's too little value. Maybe to have the ability to, you know, speak with Mark once a month in a Q&A. That would have been cool. But I feel like even that, the whole idea of changing your beliefs, provided more value than fucking Truby or Trubitsky was putting out. So, and I'm not just singling out him. Like I mentioned, you know, you got guys like Dan Locke, or, you know, these 20 to 23 year old life coaches out there that say they have it all figured out, and you know, they're master manipulators, and they're really, really good at understanding human behavior, understanding human psychology. You know, they're savants when it comes to, you know, marketing psychology. You know, they use all the tactical works. They use anchoring, you know, authority, the framing of information, just, you know, presenting information in a certain way, you know, as opposed to saying, oh, something is costs this much, or you could throw a discount in front of it. You got the whole idea of loss aversion, you know, commitments, likability, you know, just the ability to tell a story. They got it down like that. And you almost, you almost wish that they would use this kind of stuff for good and not to be, you know, clouded by greed or anything of that sort. Because they're really good at it. They must be really good lifelong learners. That I will give to these kind of gurus. And I'll even, give Max that. He has the ability to be a lifelong learner, to be able to kind of pivot into what's next, what's the next skill to one up a bunch of people. And it is what it is. These guys are experts, but a lot of them, like I said, just they reek. And the fact that, you know, I wish guys like Alex were to create courses. I mean, and there's a few courses that I've been looking at just recently where they looked really cool, and I respect the people behind them because I've read their work on Medium, or I follow their Substack newsletter. Like Tim Denning, he has a copywriting course, which I'm going to sign up for because I do want to become a better writer. And, you know, I want to be able to implement my writing style, my ranting, my voice into actionable content. And I can admit that I need help. Yes, his price ends in a 7, but I feel like I can trust his work. I can trust the amount of work that he's done over the years. There's a few other artists and writers that the Deem has worked to be credible. I think even like one or two like New York Times bestsellers have, maybe they paid for the testimony. I don't fucking know. But I trust their judgment and I trust their work, not just because they're New York Times bestsellers, because I've gone into detail about what I think about those fucking books. His course seems reasonably priced. Yes, it ends in a 7 once again. But I would feel confident buying one of his courses than I would from Dan Locke or from that guy Singh. I forgot what his fucking first, Anik, I think it was his first name. Anik. And I'm sure he's been, you know, vetted by Damon John, the guy who created FUBU. I know they work together, but you know, this is a guy that I would definitely follow. So, guys, anybody who's looking to create content, and before they claim themselves to be the world's greatest marketers or world's greatest anything, yours truly too. You know, I have claimed to be, and I will still claim until the day I die, to become the world's greatest ranter. I am working at it, of course. Writing courses will definitely help me. But anybody who's claiming to be a great, you know, guru in these courses, just go watch an Alex Hormozi video and then think about whether you should keep doing what you're doing with these courses. Maybe actually provide value for free and then under promise and then over deliver with your courses. Because I mean this Alex guy, Tim Denning, these guys are the real thing. These are the, I would definitely pay a good chunk of money to join their courses. I have no idea who the fuck you are. I tried looking you up. Your courses just look scammy. Your any articles where you're mentioned, they look like they've been paid for. Shout out to the Harvard Business Review and, you know, to BuzzFeed and a bunch of other places where, like Forbes Online, take payments to feature certain people on there. Yeah, you guys, I can't believe anything you guys are fucking saying. So I'm just going to stick with these two gentlemen to learn what I need to learn as much as possible. And that's all there's going to be to it. So, yeah. Alrighty. Well, then, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and shut the fuck up. I will be done for the day. Definitely check us out here on Anchor. I will be sharing this episode on the Twitter and also on Facebook. Did I mention we have a Facebook page? I got to pull it up, but I'm sure we have a Facebook page. We still got that Substack newsletter. We got the Medium account, website. Doing a lot of good things. Trying to do a lot of good things. So, yeah, but I appreciate each and every single one of you guys. Just be aware of what you're signing up for when it comes to these scams. You know, some of them are a little fishy. So until next time, take care.